it's a sad, sad day for this football club. Practically playing League Two football next season. You know, it's all but assured now for me. And it's a massive, massive rebuilding job on and off the pitch to get this club anywhere near. And we're not talking about Championship football. You know, we're talking about League One football. You know, how long will it be before this club is back playing in League One? It's just a sorry, sorry state of affairs. And I'm so, so disappointed for the fans that, you know, in all honesty, pay the money every week. A fantastic group of people. And I just can't, words can't sum up how I'm feeling at this moment in time, Chiz. This 4-4-1-1 formation, hitting the long man, the big man, back to front. It's just been negative. It's been dire. It's been defensive. All those words to sum up the football that these fans have had to watch this season. You know, today, when his back's against the wall, he's played a system, albeit against the top of the table team, that has put some pressure on them. We created some fabulous opportunities, didn't take them. Neil McDonald can't be held accountable for that. You know, the players have to, once they cross that white line, accept responsibility as a man and as a footballer and take those opportunities. That's what you're paid for to do in big moments in the game, a la Jack Redshaw, a la Mark Cullen. Neil McDonald has not got a say in that, but he has a say in the way he sets his team up, the personnel he picks. Today was a lot better. For 60 minutes, they competed really well. They were well in the game. Liam Smith did exceptionally well before he tired in front of the back four. But as the game opened up, it was always the worry when Blackpool didn't score. Confidence was low. It was ebbing away from him. Wilshere come on and dominated the game. He destroyed Hayden White in certain areas. And they ruthlessly punished Blackpool. But that begs the question, why against Colchester? Why against numerous other games this season? Why haven't they set up like they did today? I'd be more worried about trying to score a goal and get a team performance for 90 minutes next Saturday, about other than worrying what other teams have got to do. For me, they're dead and buried. It's done. It's sad to see. The scenes at the end from the Wigan players were jubilant scenes, and it was tough. It was hard to take. You know, I can't accept that, and I'm a fan. I'm an ex-player. I can't accept that, and it was sorry to see, but Neil McDonald is really, he's trying to pick the bones out of it. You know, he's still raw. He's still emotional after witnessing what was a shocking second-half display, albeit a decent first-half display. But, you know, he's got to focus on his team and he's got to find a way of trying to put at least one or two chances away. And you can't worry about other teams.
But it'll all be over anyway by Monday. But it could be over by Monday afternoon, couldn't it?
It's over. I mean, he should have come out and said that, basically. You know, I think he'd have been a bit bigger and braver of him. He just said it's done. Because, you know, once you're deluding yourself into thinking that, you know, A, you're relying on other teams, and then B, you've got to go to Peterborough where you've not scored a goal for four games, your team hasn't scored a goal in the last four games, and then expect to win. It just, it didn't sit right with me, really. I mean, he has been unlucky at times, he has been unlucky with the hand he's been dealt, but ultimately it's his team, it's his players, and the performances have got what they deserve. They're going to be relegated.